It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
Get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a
fact.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
And to my left, normally it's the far left, but to my immediate left, I'm joined by...
Oh, see, Bill pays permission. Who's that? It's me. It's Dara G.
Come on, said come
it
on.
The wrong way that time. It doesn't matter. We're all good.
We're all good. Normally, we're joined by a third musketeer, as you know, normally Kazeem Jamal, but truth be told, we don't know where he'd be.
That's why we've still got the camera angle ready for a third mic, but we don't know.
We don't know that this person's going to turn up or turn out. We don't know. So we live in hope that he'll turn up. I'm going to say turn up for work, but it's not even work.
I hope he's all right. If he...
Something's gone down. We don't know because he's not responding to our telephone calls.
Oh, he's just put not today, question mark. What?
Oh, well.
My dear. Oh, mate. Oh, dear. Anyway.
There's a pod we're recording, yeah, exactly. So I'll let you reprimand him and we'll get on with the pod. I'd like to ask how you doing, but you're busy, so...
No, I'm good. How's things? I'm good. I got a new car today.
Come on.
It's a second-hand car, but it's a new... It's,
come on.
It's a car I didn't have before.
So. Yes. But what was the logic? You got out of the finance deal you were in.
Yeah, so essentially, because I moved job, the amount of miles I was doing was crazy. I literally 25 miles each day, like there, 25 miles back.
25 months?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're doing 50 a day in a week?
50 a day. So yeah, that's 250 a week.
£1,000 a month.
And when your finance deal was for 10,000 miles a year, and you're doing 250 per week.
Oh yeah, doing 2,000 more.
Not including gigs.
Woo! Oh yeah.
So I was like, I need to get out of this and just buy a car that I can drive around as much as I want.
That's rude. When it comes to the end of my... The finance so I've got in the current car, yeah, Mercedes is gonna have their way with me, man.
Oh, with the excess mileage charge,
it's gonna be disgusting.
Well, what is it per mile?
I don't know. I'm so far removed that it's gonna be like Val Venus. They're gonna rub baby oil all over me and have their way with me.
Is it PCH or PCP?
You're asking too many questions, Darren. I don't know what the hell it is.
Oh, because I could help you with a solution of one. The other one, I can't help you.
I actually don't. This is very irresponsible, but I don't know.
You don't know.
I know how it was set up.
When they gave you this thing, going, do you understand this file that's still? You're just like, yeah, man, just give me the car, innit?
Hey, I was like, the rappers with the new contracts. Hey, let me sign the paper, man. Stop asking too many questions. I'm rich, bitch! There's money put up front. I don't know if this makes a difference, but the money put up front.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously goes to keys and you pay a monthly fee.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that differentiates.
Is there a balloon payment at the end, an optional balloon to buy the car?
Yeah, we can either buy the car
or roll over the finance into a new.
Yeah.
So that's a PCP, personal contract purchase.
Yeah.
So what you can do, if you log into your online thing,
mm-hmm.
Before it ends, you could, or even before it ends, you ask for a settlement letter so you can see how much you'd have to pay.
Right? Yeah. I spoke to them on the phone. They gave me a figure, which I didn't like already.
Then you put your car into, like, I don't know, just some kind of valuation.
Yeah.
If your car's valued more than your finance, then you go, yeah, I'll buy the car. And then you sell it. So that's literally what we did with our car. With this car I had, it was like 10,500 left to pay on it. Something like that, 10,000.
What do you mean you buy it, then you sell it?
So... Or you
should, oh, yeah. You give them the, let's say it's 20 grand on it. You give them the 20 grand.
We pay the finance, and then I had my car listed on Carwow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Carwow advert. This had my car listed on. When you want to sell your vehicle, don't go to dealerships with part exchange. Go to Carwow.
Hey, yeah, you give them free money now. Free game.
Yeah, so list it, and you say, "Oh, there's outstanding finance on this." Like, it's not a secret. It's not like you're trying to hoodwink anyone. And they go, "Yes, it's, so it was 14,000 sold it for," and they go, "We just need your settlement letter," and they'll settle it and then give you the
difference.
The difference. Mm. And then I use that difference as my deposit for
the new car.
Yeah,
smart.
And so all the mileage, that doesn't matter now because you've bought the car out of that.
Yeah. I think that may have to be the way.
You're going to have to do it, yeah.
Because
otherwise they're going to pound.
Valvula.
That's where they start going. How much miles have you done? Pow. Have you been getting it a full service in accordance to the service agreement? And that's another pow.
Yeah.
Because on your service agreement, you need to service it every 8,000 miles and you need to get your oil gasket done and this, all these different things. There's that, our one had like a fucking 20 point thing of this many miles you need to do this, this many miles you need to do this. And I was like, you ain't done that. I don't think we've done that exactly. So,
woo wee! Woo!
Because the car ran well, but it's like, but each time you go to, and also the advanced car, they want it to be like a main dealer service history.
So yeah, that's
service history. You can't go to Gary's garage.
No.
Well reputable, been doing mechanics for. We've been doing this for 80 years. Family business. Granddad started it. Dad's done it. I'm doing it. That doesn't matter. They're if your car is BMW, then you need to have got it done at BMW.
And BMW be charging
pounds for them to say your car's fine.
And it'll be big money you'll be spending to do the same damn job.
Yeah. And so,
yeah, no, I think car finance is a scam anyway. I don't like it. I'm in it, but I really don't like it. I think once they get you, they know they've got you, and they know that it's sort of like renting in the sort of housing market. Like once you're in it, because the payments can be quite high.
Yeah, you get trapped.
You get trapped, so you don't really have money or the finance to save an actual wad to buy a car outright. So you just repeat the cycle, get to the end of your term, and they're like, "What do you want to do? Have you got the 20 grand? And then you're like, "Well, no, obviously not."
I found it. Sorry, pod listeners. I found a message that says, if not, well, I said the date we're recording. You said, yep, happy with this. And Kazim Jamal says, yeah, cool with me.
Oh, yeah.
So let's just...
Oh, yeah, no, he's banged to rights.
Let's post that picture in the group.
Can you get so much satisfaction from being right?
Yeah! And he's going to be like, my bad. And this little selfie of us in the studio for him. There we go. All right.
Let's talk about
actually here.
Yeah.
Listeners.
All right, then let's shift the camera.
Yeah, let's shift camera. We've got our own camera shifted. This is mad. For listeners, we're not engineers. We shouldn't be touching cameras, but
yeah.
Mike is for you guys on the YouTube. This is crazy. There you go. That, do you know what? That is that's expertly done.
Come on.
That's expertly done.
We looking all right. Maybe
it will do. It would.
Nah, I'm a perfectionist.
All right, dear. You've done this before.
I'm a perfectionist. We need a bit more.
All right, let's see. This is not an audio experience, but this is a visual experience if you're watching this on YouTube. Right.
it's horrible, but it's fine. It will do. No, it's actually not too bad. We're in that. How's your week? How's the kids? How's the wife?
Yeah, and then I've done the car and stuff. Good. Wife's good. Kids are good.
Glad to hear it.
Zadie has started preschool, so she's in the final year of nursery.
Oh, congrats, man.
Which is crazy.
Must be feeling good financially.
Yeah, four days a week she's in now, but yeah, three of those days are by the courtesy of the UK government. Thank you very much.
Because of the hours. The 30 hours. Yeah. But to be honest, my son, this is the first month he's doing the 15 hours, and I don't know what they did, but clearly they're doing this maths where it's minimizing. I'm like, what did you guys even do?
No, it's actually disgusting how nurseries finesse this thing.
It's wonderful.
So we're dumb because we have our kids in on a Monday And obviously, bank holidays don't count. Yeah. I mean, the nursery's not open, but that doesn't count as...
Why are they legally allowed to do that?
I don't know. But yeah, so you still have to pay for bank holiday. Inset days, you still have to pay. And inset days tend to fall on a Monday.
Yeah.
So, you get shafted on that. And then also, what happens is your hours, so say you've got like 15 hours.
Mm.
That doesn't get pushed to the Tuesday. That just got swallowed up in the Monday that you didn't go in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pure fuckeries.
Oh. So yeah. I got 3 hours on a Monday that I couldn't even claim that I'm going and paid full price.
So you pay full price on the Monday and then you don't get those 3 hours pushed to another.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Because when I saw the feet, I was like, because they invoiced me about adding the 15 hours. And I said, you guys got to correct that. Yeah. I'm expecting this to be a hell of a lot lower. Then it was like a little bit lower. I said, I'm about to go over to Matt and be like, are you sure you did the right maths?
Right.
But like, I heard they do some funky arithmetic, a funky accounting to sort of circumvent it. So it is what it is.
They'll get their money. But how about you? How's the missus? How far along?
She is about 22 weeks. So she started to show.
Yeah.
Started to show. All good. Had the scan. Obviously, we know what happened.
Is that a secret within the family? Or
No. We've done told everyone.
What was it?
A boy.
It's two boys.
Man.
Oh, the Akadiri gene is male.
Fucking strong.
That Y chromosome. So don't give a fuck, man.
It's just ruling the roost.
Your two boys. Why?
Yes, it's just like shit. I want to see the preference was a girl, but if that's what God decides, that's what God decides. Because she wants to shut up shop after two. So if it's two boys, then so be it. Akadiri boys. So Nathaniel will have a little boy to sort of play with. I think he needs that.
Yeah.
He likes kids and he likes playing and stuff. Yeah. So it'll be good for him to have a little sibling. I went swimming the other week. Because I don't know about you, I'm with him, Nathaniel, back to swimming. I don't know about you, but I tend to just keep myself to myself. Any parenting thing, I just keep myself to myself. Yeah. I'm civil, but I'm not here to make anything beyond what we're doing right here.
That's a good thing to talk about. Continue though,
I was sitting in the changing room, changing the fan. Then this brother walks in. Then he goes to me. Oh, how you doing, brother? You good?
And is the event you're at, is it mainly white parents or?
It's quite mixed. We're in England, so obviously white dominates. But this is a new class I'm joining. So, but in normal classes, there's like a class I was in before. It was like, out of six of us, let's say, obviously I'm black, and then there's a South American sort of kid, and then four white. So it's kind of like that. So probably sort of similar demographics to the country, I'd say. I've never had a class with another black person, but I've seen other black people attend.
Sure.
So he walked in to the changing room, but he was by himself.
She's like, where's your kid?
Yeah, basically.
Where's your kid? They're in the changing room.
Where's your entry ticket to this swimming pool? Why are you come here without a child? Because that's very concerning. You're a grown ass man. You're clearly 40 plus. You walked into a changing room and like, right, brother. Hey, hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, I need to see a child. You need something. So he gets changed. I'm like, how are you doing? And then anyway, get the final change, blah, go out. And then as he comes out, clearly his partner got his daughter changed.
Right.
In the other changing room. And then...
So they went two parents up.
Two parents up. Yeah. The two-point attack. And I was like, okay. Maybe she did that. Maybe she didn't want... I didn't ask, but I'm going to guess sometimes with this different... If it's dad taking a daughter or... It's weird. If it's a mum taking a son, the mum would just bring the son into the female changing rooms, and I don't think anyone would make a meal of it. No one would have made a meal of it if the daughter was in the men's.
Well, I mean, I have to change. My daughter comes in the boys' men's male changing
room. Yeah.
Change that. The only thing that I look out for, hope for, is just that the dads just have a bit of decorum.
Oh, they haven't just got their weenie around.
Yeah, because just like from school, you just always have those naked dots. He just didn't care. Just like too much confidence or lack of self-awareness. Just like, I always remember I was always the one who's towel up here and put you know, sliding like pants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You did it like you were nervous.
Yeah, and then there's just always this one guy who's just like from like year three when we went swimming, just walking around just naked. It's like, bruv, you know you're naked. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, some people are too confident with it.
Yeah.
Too confident with it. So
like now,
yeah,
in the changing room. Yeah, I mean, what playing football, I do, yeah, I just got changed. I was like, after a while, because it's just not trying to balance.
Yeah. It's got to come out.
And it is a thing of no one's looking.
Yeah, no one cares. Everyone's too busy engrossed in what they're doing.
Yeah, to get changed. But my thing is, like, I don't want my cock out around kids.
Yeah.
So I'm getting dressed like. My thing is like, other guys, please get dressed like
that.
Just please get dressed like that. You know what I mean?
Or just wait for that when they go to the toilet or the shower, that's when you do your.
As an adult, how you're not uncomfortable with kids in the room, or you're comfortable with kids in the room to be just like, yeah, I'm just getting changed.
Yeah. It's not your house.
Yeah.
It's not your house.
It's wild for me.
So I suspect, I don't know, I never asked, none of my business. That's probably why they did the 2-point attack. That's the only reason I can sort of think of.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're speaking, and he's got two older boys, and this is his first daughter, and he was saying the stuff that men, typically black men, tend to say when they have a daughter. It changes you, bro. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just more perceptive when the black men, but every black man I've spoken to has a daughter. Oh, hey, it changes you, bro. It changes you. And I'm like, is this code for I was a dirty dog? And now I see the damage I could have been causing.
I think so. I think that's what it's code for. I think it's the thing of, just like a lack of awareness of their own behaviour around women or, I don't know. I always remember saying it before I had kids.
Yeah.
Or before I had a daughter. I was like, I don't get how you guys keep on saying, oh, now I've got a daughter, like, it's changed the way I think. Surely you just know how to respect women before you have kids.
Yeah, like, well, I think some people, they it's almost like they have to have their own flesh. I don't know if these guys have sisters or whatever. So cause clearly it doesn't sound like that was a case for you.
No, it wasn't for me. It's just like, it sounds like I'm trying to tell a joke, but I do, when I was being disrespectful to women, I was being disrespectful. I knew
you were quite clear, really.
Yeah, like I knew I was like fucking about, and it didn't cross my head. And people go, when you have a daughter, that's gonna change. It's like, no, I'm doing wrong. There's nothing to do about me having a daughter. I'm doing wrong now. Like,
do you think it's a caring thing? Almost like the people that clearly they disrespect women, or that if they're fucking around with girls or whatever it is, that having a daughter makes them care about it, where before they were just callous and they just didn't care. Because you must know if you're being a dick, or if you're seeing two girls at the same time. You, as a guy, regardless, even if you're heartless, you know it's wrong.
Yeah, I think
so. Daughter's not going to change it.
Yeah, I think my outlook was like, it's nothing to do with them being a woman or stuff. It's to do with me being wrong.
Yeah,
I was being an arsehole in that whatever situation it was.
Mm.
So I was like, I don't get how having a daughter makes go. Oh, actually, I now realise I was being an arsehole. Did you think you was behaving okay?
But I guess, I think it must be a case of not, now they feel they can see it from the other side, where before they weren't empathetic to that at all. It was kind of like, shut up. It was clearly to any emotions or feelings of how their actions are, the impact their actions are having, so to speak. Whereas there's no consideration given to that. Where now, clearly having a daughter, it's like, oh my goodness, someone as innocent as beautiful as this, I was damaging, I was dismissing.
What women always say, like, whenever a guy has like a certain view or questionable view about women, there's like, oh, would you say that if it's your mom? Would you say if it's your sister? But again, it's like, just never really. I do have a mom, I have a sister, but that was never my thinking of, oh, that's why I'll be nice to a woman because I have a sister. It's just. I'm trying, I find it hard to articulate it. That kind, because I can't get into their head.
Yeah.
Of you don't need a sister. Like,
you don't need a family member. There's something bad doesn't have to happen to a family member.
I don't need a pet to know I shouldn't kick a dog in the face.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Now I've got a dog.
That level of
I
empathy.
Now realise that it's actually really bad to do bad things to dogs. Now I've had a dog from a puppy. It's like,
yeah.
No. It's like, how are you not being able to just
No, be absolutely. Able
to empathize before you even, yeah, you don't need that direct contact, but.
But that's all, how a lot of people rationalize things, though, is that direct sort of contact, or
yeah.
Since the people are like, well, since having a daughter, I've seen, or since.
No, that's true.
And unfortunately, that seems to be the way.
That's the case of a lot of like groups, in the sense of someone might have an issue with like a certain like religious group or certain racial group, and then they meet one person from their group. Go, do you know what? Actually, actually, all right. So now I might have been wrong about the whole group. It's like
they need that direct contact, and that's why those people will make terrible doctors. Because you can't experience everything. You can't experience every condition to realize how you want to treat it.
What pain here? Why though? Because I don't. Do you, asking the nurse, do you have a pain? No. Let me ask Janine on reception. Janine, do you have a pain across your abdomen? No. Bruv, why have you got a pain?
Why have you got a pain?
I don't get it.
And what do you want us to do about it?
I don't get it. Like, big man. Why have you got a pain though? Guys is there holding stuff.
I'm on my way out, and you're here being like, why have you got that? I can't help you. Why have you got a pain?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah, it's an odd one. But,
because I always, and people, I swear, maybe I'm being unfair to black men, but it feels like it's them that say this to me.
No, I've heard different groups.
Fair enough. Maybe I'm being a bit unfair.
Yeah, no, I've definitely heard different groups say, but yeah, men. I've never heard women, I don't think I've ever heard women say, they now see men differently.
But having boys, no.
Although, actually.
Boisterous. They'll say they're boisterous, but I've never heard.
Although, no, I do see more empathy or more open-mindedness. Right, obviously online, not sure if it's really happening in real life.
Yeah.
But online, you've got the kind of online gender wars, ain't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Women picking bears instead of men.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saying that all men, ironically, when something crazy happens.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then you've got obviously the other side of guys just think just women just ridiculous human beings. Right. But whenever like the women on the, you know, men are this, men are that, men are the, I tend to find the women who are like, all right, ladies, get it, but let's just chill, are the ones who tend to have sons.
You think they're more empathetic?
And I think maybe it's that their experiences of men isn't. There isn't just shit dad, baby father, and that's it. It's and then again, it tends to be the ones who are married as well, who tend to be a bit more. So I think it's they've had a positive experience with a man.
That infers their sort of perception.
It's
of
like
them.
Let's be a bit more balanced. Yes, there are some absolute animal men, but my husband, he's all right. My son, he's an angel. Like, is that...
Yeah, that's true. Maybe it's a stereotype, but you think, like, if someone online is a raging feminist, they're not with a man. They don't have a partner with a man or something.
I don't tend to see them ever posting a guy.
Because now...
And that's not to justify their existence. You don't need a guy to justify your existence.
Yeah, no.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it just fits.
But I feel like their message would have way more power if they were in a happy relationship with a guy and they still had the same vim.
But then do you think, can you have such vim? I don't know if it's against men or let's call it critique of men.
Yeah.
Instead of being for and against. Yeah. Could you have such a strong critique of men and lay down next one every day?
Well, yeah, guys do it about women all the time, don't they?
But then are these guys serious? Unless you're talking about the incel sort of guys, but they just...
But the incel shepherds, like...
The followers.
No, the actual shepherds. Like, Andrew Tate's not an incel, is he?
Tristan,
they can get women.
No, but then they don't mind having a one night stand. I don't know these guys' lives, but I don't know if they're in any serious long term relationships with women. They're like,
just Andrew Tate was like his kids' mothers or his kids' mother. So I don't think he ever talks about a girlfriend exactly. So yeah, I see what you mean.
Like, because it's easy. There's a difference between laying down with someone you consider pretty have a. You're lusting for.
Sure. Imagine a raging feminist would smash a guy behind the bin, but then be like, fucking guys, can't believe he has sex behind bins. What a disgusting guy. I told you men are disgusting. Just
absolutely. Yeah, it just doesn't line up.
Yeah, I think like you, yeah, maybe it's a thing of, can you have that rage towards the other sex and be with them? Yeah, I'm not sure you can.
I don't think you can.
Because I think you would just, you naturally...
You'll soften.
You'd either soften or you can't have that strong position anyway because you feel, you know the utility of being in a partnership with the opposite sex.
Yeah.
So, I guess, yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. What I do find interesting though is that you'll find like a raging, like, we're using the term raging feminist, but I think, you know, the caricature.
Yeah. It's the exaggeration of it.
Yeah. I've seen women like that in same-sex relationships, but I don't tend to find men who have all this about women being gay.
Yeah, usually if it's a gay man, the stereotype is that they're a lady's best friend, isn't it?
Yeah, like...
So it's not normally...
I've never heard like a gay guy say like, oh, I'm gay and I can't stand women. It's the reason why... It's part of the reason why I'm gay because I cannot stand women.
I've heard that.
I've heard like lesbians say that tongue-in-cheek.
About men. Yeah. Men aren't shit.
Ugh, yuck.
Yeah, men aren't shit, so that's how I work with a lady. Yeah, it's true.
But I've never heard a gay man go, ugh, women are shit. That's why I can't.
It's usually because they just love men rather than they're anti-women.
They're attracted to men. They like men. That's it. Whereas I've heard some lesbian women say, I've had enough of men.
Yeah.
So I'm now doing something.
Well, do you mean that's just a jokey punching up sort of, you know, because it's...
What's that? This
is like, it's a free punch. Obviously, you're punch because women are punching up, essentially. It's a free punch at men, isn't it? That they can get away with, and no one's going to be like, you could be like, it's a nice little easy joke to sort of make.
Yeah, I guess it's that whole punch up, punch down thing, because like, say maybe if you're black and you're dating a black woman, if I said it's because I can't stand white women, that would get a laugh on stage.
Yeah.
Everyone, if he was a white guy, sorry, I'd only date white women because I can't stand black women.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Jeez. Obviously, the better you say it, if you say that at the Edinburgh Fringe, you may get away with it, but if you say that at fucking Backyard on a Sunday, then, yeah.
You say it on, one Tuesday each month, wherever, Comedy Unleashed.
you get away, probably get an applause break. But then if you say that at Wahala, the Indigo, I don't think you're making that alive. I don't think you're making that alive, but, which is also, I was about to get excited, but that's, people understand that, but then they'll be like, well, you can't, that's racist, why can he say it and not say it? And then it's like, well, because it's all punching up, punching down. Mm. Anyway, that's just people feigning ignorance, which people like to do.
Well, if I said that, I'll be cancelled.
Yeah, you would be.
Yep.
You would be. That's it.
What now?
That's it. So we're swimming now. So he comes in and then he goes, then we're talking. He's got two older kids. And then he said, this is his daughter, you know, changed him. Yeah, I'll do the swim lesson. And then we're talking after, and he's like, oh, you joined the class, you're going to be a rec leader. Yeah. And then he's what's your name? I tell him, Michael. He said his name's Tim. He told me his daughter's name. I said, oh, that's Nathaniel. And then I'm getting the phone to say bye. And then, so I go home now, and I just to tease D, I'm like, all right, man, we're going out with this family. I met this guy at swimming, and he's really cool. His wife's there. His partner's cool. Daughter's cool. We're going out. I booked it next week. And she's like, what the hell? She's like very antisocial. What do you mean? We're going out. What are you doing, man? Why are you making all these plans? Who are you making friends with? And then her mum was there, and the mum was just backing me up. Yeah, you need to meet people, yada, yada, yada. Stop being antisocial, yada, yada, yada. And then I'm like, yeah, we're going. And then she's like, how did this happen? I said, Tim's cool, man. Tim's my guy. He said, your brother, he's black. I said, yeah, he's black. No wonder you're on his case. I know it's not that. And then, so I scared him. She's like, oh, have you got his number? And obviously I didn't have it.
Yeah.
But I said, oh, that's coming next week. And then she's like, you're crazy. I'm like, no. I think I am. But yeah.
It's true, though. The whole dad friend thing is, because I was at a play cafe, which was pretty cool. So if you don't know what Play Cafe is, listeners, it's literally just a coffee shop that has a designated play area.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, no, sick. So you literally, when I actually just want a nice coffee and I've got the kids, I just send them to the Play Cafe because they'll just go and play.
Yeah.
And I can just sit there with coffee and just drink it slowly.
Yeah.
But what I found, when I went in there, there was only one other guy in there.
Mm.
There was about, I can
I can count from memory. Because so the woman behind the counter, there's another woman sitting in the corner, two women there. So three mums. Then the fourth one came in straight after me. So it's two guys, then five women in there. And then another two women came. It's just no other men came in. It's women with their kids. So I was the only one. And this other guy. And in my head, I racially profiled him. I was like, you look the same kind of color as the woman behind the counter.
Yeah.
So I guess they were like Greek or like Turkish or something.
Shout Mediterranean.
Out yeah.
Hey, shout him up.
Yeah. But I was looking at him. I was like, I feel like this guy like runs the place with her.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a group in like a, in love with my mate's WhatsApp group. I think this guy runs the place. And then with her. And then, he picked up a broom and started sweeping. I was like, I knew it!
Come on!
So that means I'm the only punter in here as a man. But but all the women were just... the women in little cliques and
yeah,
talking.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, a general conversation sparked up. And they're all kind of talking amongst each other. And I was like, I'm going to join in.
You're the brave
one. Join in. And I just joined the conversation. It was fine. But it was like... the amount of times I've seen men at like soft play and stuff, and he's just got a little head nod. And he's like, oh, yeah. And you talk about the kids, talk around them, and then you just go, all right, well, good talking to you.
Yeah.
I know for a fact, my wife, that's a new friend. That's a new boyfriend. And they're going to meet again that same time with the kids, or they're going to do something else with the kids. And I was like, she said, why don't you ever meet any dad friends? And or why aren't you friends with so-and-so's partner? That's the one. She forced us to... she gave me her friend's husband's number.
Oh, wow. Just on a cold one?
No, she kept on pushing it. She kept pushing it.
Did she think you would get on with him? Or was it more that she was really good friends with the mum? And she wanted
so
the awesome force?
She thought we'd get on. Then we've met once. It was cool. And then we met again. We met two or three times. We've met them, I think. But we do get on. It's fun.
But then why wasn't that natural inclination coming from either of you two to be like...
This is what she was saying. She was like, so what? Have you guys like swapped numbers? Are you gonna... It's like, nah. It's just be a bit more organic, isn't it? Because, well, what? How is it going to be organic if you two don't have each other's number to organise something, to hang out? And I was like, I mean...
It's got a point.
Yeah, then she just gave me the number, go, his number. I didn't tell her. But then I laughed, I messaged him. And then I said, oh, his missus gave, your missus has given Naomi your number, who's given it to me. I go, she's on a mission to try to make us friends. And then Naomi's like, oh, you didn't say that to him, did you? That's so unkind to him. I go, he's a man. He laughed and said, oh, I've heard about their plan to try to force us to be friends. But then we did start chatting and stuff. Yeah. So I need to arrange. And there's another friend she's got and her partner. And he likes boxing. He likes boxing. I like boxing.
So are you going to go watch the boxing?
She was like, why do you raise for you three to go watch the boxing? I was like, that was my idea. I was going to do that. You didn't make this happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I need to send a message. Go, hey, dude, I'm going, where are you watching the boxing? Let's go watch it.
Nice.
Yeah, so make some time. But no, they're cool. Both of them are cool. Like, I can imagine myself
hanging out with them.
Yeah, without our missus. Like, if I'd met them at work, they were colleagues.
Yeah, you would
I
get
knew
on
I'd
with
get
them.
On with them, yeah.
Mm.
So
are they similar age to either the kids or...
Yes, that's the thing, that's how the mums became friends through the kids. And then it's like, yeah. So it's good for longevity as well.
No, of course, gotta grow up together and whatnot, isn't it? And stuff like that. You'll see each other at parties and yada yada yada.
My fear is this though, whenever I make friends through a partner, my fear is what happens if your friendship disintegrates.
Woo!
Because that's happened.
That's awkward.
That's happened.
Because it's become, everyone's just going to back their partner, isn't it? They're going to back their wife.
I've become friends with partners, and we've become really good mates, and then they fall out.
Oh, what? Like, irreparable fallout?
Like...
it wouldn't be cool for me to send like a happy birthday to the
Oh shit! Are you allowed to divulge what caused the breakup between the ladies?
There's been like there was like legacy issues.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and then it kind of hit a and then it's gone like that. And now they're cool. They could be in the same room and have civil conversations, but they know they're not going to be texting each other all the time.
Oh wow!
They can coexist at the same
room. So it's not like arms house on site.
No, coexist like in that. The same WhatsApp group.
Oh, okay, that's something.
No.
Oh, that's been taken back.
I realised they both left that particular.
That's a theme.
Yeah. So, but they can coexist. And what was so funny is it was like a mutual friend of theirs, because like it's a group of them. But both Naomi and this other woman put themselves on the edge of the group. So they will hang out with each other as a whole group when it's like a big event.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's Naomi will organise things with like two or three of them and do something. And she would organise things with two. And yeah, it's like that. But when there was one of them had a party and we was all there. And then when I saw that guy, because...
Did you lock eyes? Did you
No, we were just like...
Marriage solidarity gone out the window.
It's just like boys.
That is too funny. So they hate each other. Or it's a cold war.
It's a cold war.
They've got a cold war going on. Allies.
They'll happily be at UN meetings.
Yeah.
Keep
it civil.
The G7. They'll be there and they'll be doing that stuff. But yeah. And then we were just because we had to hug out for ages with this guy. And it was just,
do you really like him?
He's cool. Yeah.
That is too funny. Yeah. Was this another situation where you're forced to be friends?
No, we all got like just through hanging out.
Okay. It naturally became that. Yeah. Okay.
And so I think I'm a bit scarred by.
Mm,
I put effort in with your friends, partners, organically swap numbers.
Yeah.
Chat shit with them for a bit.
Good banter.
Deciding factor of whether I'm turning up to your friends thing or not. Is he? Will be there.
He was a factor.
Yeah, is he going to be there? I'll come.
Wow.
Is that kind of thing.
So you went from all of that, you went from the pinnacle, how she wanted it. Did she ever tell you you got to lock it off with him?
No. But it's like, how do you maintain that?
So she's not directly said. So if he came round, like let's say on a random one, it was like Saturday evening,
watching chicken wings.
And then you invite around. She walks into the living room. She sees him there. Is she like, what the fuck?
No, she was like, oh. For a say hello. I don't know. It'll probably be a conversation after he's gone home.
Okay, so civil in front of him. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's none of this. You got to leave. It's all good. It's all good. Watch the fight. And then the next morning, you're getting
I'm going to ask her.
I always think stuff like that's quite interesting. I've not been in that situation. The closest I've ever been is mainly just virtuals. When I've, like, years ago, like, let's say it was like year 10 or whatever, if someone's going out with a girl from another school, just because we're all hanging out and we're friends, I'll have them on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
But then once they break up and they go their separate directions, I've still got you on Facebook. Yeah. It's like, why?
Mm.
And then...
Yeah, a lot of my friends have got... Too many of them have got my ex on Facebook.
And just like, for why?
I was like, there's too many of you guys. Why have you guys not just...
How long were you together?
Like 2.5 years.
Okay, so... And at what age were you?
In 20s, like...
Yeah, so that's serious.
It was a serious girlfriend before Naomi.
So that's serious enough.
Even Naomi's pulled them off of that guy. See, you're still friends with her. Why are you guys still friends? So you've got no loyalty.
Oh, hot damn. That's you gotta hold your hands up and be like, hey.
And I'm like, I'm with her. I don't know why you guys are still friends with this girl.
That's a weird one. But I guess people feel awkward with cutting things off, or ending things, and being, because then again, let's say they were from Facebook, let's say they see her in real life. Are they meant to walk away? Are you meant to be civil? Or are you, I don't know what the rules are.
I don't know. Yeah, it's true. I don't know what I'd do if my friend's exes. Yeah, for some of my friends. See, a lot of my friend, my homemates. Actually, not just my homemates, my uni mates. All of them just been in long relationships now.
Yeah.
So their exes are just like.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like so much time has passed.
You may never even recognize them.
Yeah, it'd just be like. I think that'd be the same. Nah, some of my friends are just too friendly. Some of my friends are too friendly. They would just be waving from across the street. Oh, you right? So, you've done too much, my friends.
You're right. How you doing?
But it's crazy.
Would you greet any your ex that you just mentioned if you saw her?
Weird one.
Well, did it end acrimoniously?
So
that says yes.
No, well, how it ended was that I think that's the first time I've been dumped.
Oh wow. Was you blindsided?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Well, I knew it was coming in the days leading up to it, but I didn't know before those days leading up to
Okay,
it.
So you just got a sudden oh shit.
Yeah, happen. It'd be like match games on Saturday.
Mm.
You're like, all right, I'm trading hard to play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Wednesday, manager says, we need to talk. You're like, oh, all right. And then you realise, shit. Then you realise you've been transfer listed.
Oh, shit.
So then Saturday is just...
Your agent's been calling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Saturday's just basically a chat to say where you're being sold to.
Oh.
that's how it was. It was... I was out... Yeah, it was the Friday going... I just saw a long WhatsApp message. I was just like, what the fuck? I was hammered because my friend was visiting from Australia.
Okay, so I was out with him. You out, you're just...
And
you
read this message and I was like, I just messed back going, I am pretty hammered.
You were that in the morning?
I was like, I am not going to read all this now, but okay, I can get the gist. So, yeah, I'll speak to you tomorrow. She was like, yeah, fair. I'm not coming back to the flat tonight. I was like, all right.
Oh, wow. Oh, you were living together?
Yeah, she's going to stay at her parents. So I was like, all right, cool. And I think I said to my friend, I think so-and-so's going to break up with me. And he's like, oh, man. Does that mean you're single now?
He's an efficiency.
This guy's a sub. Hey. What you said? I was like,
I'm back available. I'm back on the net out.
This guy's just like, bounce back now.
Jeez.
Bounce back now. I was like, I can't. Okay, I can't.
Man said, he's never finalized. He said, bounce back. What are you bouncing back from? Yeah, man, I can't.
I don't know where this is going.
Like, wow.
I was joking, but imagine I just go get drunk, go crazy, smash someone, and then meet up for a chat. She's like, yes, I just want to talk to you about this thing. I was like, oh. So you're not breaking up with me? No, why did you think that? Oh,
why?
Well, so I was like, no. Yeah, and then we had a chat on, let's say, this Sunday where she set our reasons. Where she thinks, and I was like, just to be clear, it sounds like you're breaking up with me. I don't want to be like dumb and not missing the social cues here. And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, all right. I said, I guess I've got to find somewhere else to live. And then
was her place.
So how this things went. She's living at home. I was renting. She found somewhere to buy. I moved in with her from like day one.
And were you splitting bills or?
Yeah, bills has been split, but splitting bills. But I was like, no, it's your flat.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a thing of...
That's interesting because the people tend to say, like, you know, men shouldn't move into a lady sort of place and you clearly didn't sound like it, but
yeah.
That you're technically homeless and there's so many men that are homeless living with their girls and yada, yada, yada.
That's just stupid. That's stupid because I'll go on to Naomi after this. Yeah. But, yeah, so I said, I'm going to find somewhere else to live. And then she goes, yeah, like, no rush. I just sprung it on you. Kind of thing. I said, it's fine. I go, oh. In my head, I was like, I'm determined to be out of this house by the end of next weekend.
Oh, okay.
I gave myself a week. So I was just on, like, spare room, right? I was looking at a spare room. It's like, I can't live in the house share again. I can't live in the house share. Since I left uni, I'd only lived with one other person. So I lived with my flatmate, a guy We lived in two different places together, just us two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved in with her. So I was like, I hadn't lived in...
So you hadn't gone back home since uni?
No, I had gone back home, but in the sense I hadn't lived in, like, this is my room and I'm sharing the kitchen with four
randoms, or four mates.
It's like, I can't do that.
Yeah, that's long.
I can only live with just one other
person.
We can hold each other accountable. We can go,
that's easy enough.
Did you eat that last thing? Did you... Okay, are you coming back tonight? Because I'm going to lock... You can just
do one person.
And then I remember saying to my mate, he bought somewhere down in South London and he was looking for a roommate. Like, this is mad timing. I go, mate, have you found a roommate? And he goes, he just interviewed someone today for it.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, why? And I was like, I'm looking for a place to stay. He goes, mate, I will fuck them over.
If you're looking for somewhere to live.
And I was like, he goes, come and see it.
See what you think, if you like it.
And then if you do, I'll tell that person the room's gone and I'll just apologize to them.
Yeah.
So I went to see it. And I was like, yeah, I'm moving in. And then came back home. She's like, how was it? And I was like, yeah. I'll go, I'll be gone soon. A few days. And then packed my stuff. So imagine I saw it on a Wednesday. Thursday, I packed all my stuff, barring like one bag, into an Uber, dropped it at his on the Thursday. And then Friday, I was heading down to like the Southwest for a wedding. So I only had my stuff for the wedding on me and the stuff that I'd basically slept in the night before at the flat. She stayed at her parents because she didn't want to be there when I was leaving. And what she did, this was the most petty shit I could ever have done. There's a picture of my family or something. I had a picture of my family in this picture for, and she gave me, she had like the picture like set aside to me in the frame. I took my picture out of the frame and left the frame.
Was it her frame?
Yeah, well, she was giving me the frame. It wasn't actually her frame, but I was like, I made sure I ain't taking anything. And I left the key inside the empty frame.
Oh, hot damn.
Closed the door.
Hot damn.
Closed the door, locked, because it was a Yale lock, so the door was locked. And I left. And then And then I only spoke to her after, because my friends were on Facebook, her mum passed away. And I was like, now I know your mum's passed away. I can't act like I don't know your mom.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I have to message you.
Condolences and whatnot.
Yeah. And that was it. It wasn't like a long thing of joining the service. I'm going to come pay my response. I felt like...
Well, how soon after was it after?
Like a year.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like a fresh sort of 2 weeks after.
No. And so I was just like, I felt like me turning up to any kind of funeral is like self-indulgent. It's more about me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, you don't need to see my face there. You don't need people asking about me being...
Of course. Like, I ain't
turning up. And what's actually the point of that story? Again?
No, I was talking... you were talking about exes on Facebook and stuff like that. And then I asked if...
Was it acrimonious? That was it.
You started smiling.
So that was that. And I hadn't spoke to her. And then I hadn't spoke to her since then. So it's just like... So when my friends were on Facebook and stuff, and they're like giving me updates, I'm like, I don't care.
Especially she ended it with you. There's a different stance if you ended it with her. But if she ended it with you, she clearly made the decision that she doesn't want to continue whatever decision with you, and also the allied friendship that came with that. So the fact that they're still there, like, it's a bit like, she didn't want you or him. So, because that's what it is. Yeah. When you break up, you're breaking up all the friendship network. And the whole network.
The whole network's gone. You don't get to plug into the network.
100%. So the network should be like, I'm gone too. And peace out. I don't know what they do.
Although in saying that though, I am still friends with her cousin's husband on... I still follow him on Instagram. He follows me. Don't interact with each other though.
Oh, but you don't even like each other's posts?
No, but I know he sees me.
And I know, Darren has viewed.
I know.
You viewed the stories.
I know he sees. I see him.
So he viewed your story
because he's one of those that we were super cool.
Oh wow,
yeah, we were super cool, and then well, yeah, so happens, isn't it? That was in your split up. But yeah,
I would think that's interesting, especially like adult relationships, because there's I guess I've not gone through that fortunately as an as an adult when I broke up with my. I'll consider I've only had two serious relationships: the one I'm currently in, and the one sort of previously, and we broke up when I was 20 or 21. I can't remember. Yeah. I think it was 20. Yeah, it was 20. And so, but you're a young adult then, so you're not really. Obviously, I met her family and whatnot.
Yeah. Is that the member?
Yes, the member. Yeah, yeah.
The member. Okay.
So I'd met her family and whatnot, but that was it. I hadn't really met too many of her friends once. Yeah. So I wasn't too much in the fabric of her life. So we could break up and we kind of just go our separate ways. Yeah. But it sounds like you've got Instagram with these people, you're living there,
Yeah, but interesting.
I guess there was no real financial, you weren't too financially committed.
No, and this is the thing about when people say, oh, don't move in, the woman, da 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 da. Imagine if we actually had a lease together for a year, then we would actually be, it'd be all intertwined
complete mess.
And there'd be a part of me going, I ain't leaving because I pay.
Yeah, yeah, half the
where, because it was hers, I was like, these bills are yours.
I gotta go.
I'm out. So, and you split up with me as well. So,
did she explain to you why? Did you find out why?
We had that conversation.
Oh, okay, fine.
I understood why. I didn't agree with it exactly, but. I was like, well, that's
not a divorce where the other person has to agree. This when it's relationship, it's kind of like,
yeah, it's like, oh well, yeah, if that's
what you want to do,
yeah, that's what it is. But yeah, but it's interesting. Like now, obviously, married, kids,
yeah,
that splitting up, like, yeah, it must be carnage for some.
Oh man, yeah, my marriage is falling apart. God forbid, like, and that, well, it happens all the time. But it's just, yeah. Unthinkable. It's just as you say, everything is like this.
Yeah,
it's a complete mesh.
It's just starts.
So how do you untangle that web? It
starts going like that, and but the issue, because even some of the meshing now can create issues, right? Because like, for example, you could be friends with someone.
Yeah,
your friend has a partner.
Mm.
That them and D start.
Yeah.
But then suddenly them and D fall out.
Oh.
Big now problem. You and your friends who've been friends for years are now like, we still hang out, right?
Mm.
Even though our missus.
Our missus are warring.
And then it could be a thing of, now what if one of you really thinks that the other one's missus is really in the wrong or bang out of order now? Now it's a thing of, wait, so our friendship that we had,
yeah,
like we've been friends since whatever.
They don't.
We're now all funny. Because,
well, that's it. Because you really pick your family. Because you really become, you really go rad for your family. If you're a noble person, even if they're right or wrong, and that's the issue.
Mm.
You could be the most principled person, but if you love someone who is in an argument where they're in the wrong, you're gonna back your love.
Yeah, well, that's kind of happened in my relationship. With a friend and their missus, and then her name didn't fall out, but Naomi just didn't like the way she moved in a certain situation.
Mm-hmm.
So she's now like, I don't really have time for her.
Okay, yeah, she fell down the pecking order.
Yeah, whereas, but then I've been friends with this guy for like ages. Like,
Is it you're more your friend?
Oh, yeah, he's my friend.
So, okay, he's your friend, he's and you friend. you brought the ladies, mothers together.
Yeah, and then so. It's a Ralph said his name before. She's like, oh, so you have him. I'm just like, you don't have to like her. I don't even care. Like, I was like, me and my boy are going and that it is what it is.
So you told her to hold it down?
Yeah, and then because of that, she's kind of like, you two have like kids the same age. You two should actually do. Her thing is this, stop hanging out with your mates with kids without your kids. She's take your bloody kids with you. Why do you then always hang out without your kids?
It's interesting. One of my friends, he's godfather to Nathaniel, vice versa. Yeah. We we put in. I've not seen him without his kid.
Right.
I don't. Since they've both been born, I don't think. Only one, his birthday, per se. His birthday, he didn't bring his son, neither did I. But we, yeah, I don't think we've actually hung out. We more put in play dates, dates that they can go hang out. So how do you end up just booking?
Like football.
Oh.
Like watching England play.
How do you do that? How do you, that's pretty impressive. Because to do that, you have to negotiate with Naomi for her to watch and vice versa on the other side.
Yeah. But things, yeah, I don't know.
Lad, how do you do that for him?
Yeah.
I'll say it's impressive. It just means that Naomi just has to suffer. But
yeah, that's really what happens.
Does she not like football?
No, Naomi can't stand football.
Okay. So that's an easy sell then.
Yeah, it's very easy.
Because
yeah.
D likes football, so she wouldn't.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
United fans as well?
Nah, Arsenal. Carnage.